Bind him and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
O Saviour of the world, who by thy cross and precious blood hast redeemed us, save us and help us, we humbly beseech thee, O Lord. Amen. That rather lengthy gospel passage, taken as a whole, because it's one of those passages that you can't really cut short, the raising of Lazarus from the dead. It's a passage that's full of multiple sermons, ideas, and points for any preacher. If I were tempted to roll them all into one service, I think I would have about 20 points for you this morning. Wouldn't that please you? I don't think it would please the rector, and I don't think it would please Dr. McKee either, because we'd have to postpone Stainer's crucifixion for an hour or two until I'd be finished. But panic not. I shall confine myself to one point, and one point only. And it's at the very last of that gospel passage, and it reads as follows. Jesus said, "Unbind him and let him go." As Lazarus was called out of the tomb, he was handed back to his two sisters and to the bystanders. "Unbind him and let him go." It's a command from Jesus, which in so many ways actually sums up his entire ministry, his teaching, his healing, and even his death and resurrection. Jesus spent most of his days setting people free, free from their sins, free from their sufferings. He was to be seen ministering always to the poor and the outcasts of society. He healed the blind. We think of blind Bartimaeus sitting begging at the gates of the city, Jericho. He was restored to the community. He was set free to live again, no longer begging for food or money. I think of the paralyzed people that he cured. We think of the paralyzed man who was let down by his friends through a hole in the roof. Jesus said to him, "Take up your mat and go home. Live again." We think of the lepers that Jesus cured. The lepers that were regarded in Jewish teaching and thinking as being unclean, now reintroduced to society and to their beloved family members. I think of the demon-possessed who were set free from their torment. I think of Mary Magdalene and the woman caught in adultery, set free from their former lifestyle to experience a much better life. I think of Jairus' daughter and the son of the widowed mother at Nain, and now Lazarus, all released from death to live again. And so the list goes on and on. Unbind and set free. Now we come to the final 2 weeks in this season of Lent. We now move into what we call Passiontide, and all our thoughts and all our liturgies are now firmly centered on the cross of Calvary, and we can set our minds visually on the cross in front of us. In the crucifixion of Jesus lies the entire message of releasing in all its forms. But many will say, I still have burdens too heavy to bear. Pain, grief, despair, loneliness, fear, a sense of rejection, to name but a few. Jesus even tells us, if you want to be my disciple, you must take up your cross and follow me. In other words, identify yourself with me as you follow me like a good disciple. For the apostles themselves, that quite literally meant their own crucifixion. Or with regards to the early Christian church, severe persecution from the Roman authorities. But today, in at least our own society, to identify with Christ might very well mean to be marginalized or to feel ostracized from our friends, even family members. Or it might mean to be prepared to release someone who may have wronged you and might be feeling guilty about that. Forgive us our sins as much as we are prepared to forgive those who have hurt us. To identify with Christ might also involve helping someone else to carry their cross in whatever form that might take. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. However, if this burden becomes too difficult, then take heed to the timeless invitation of Christ himself. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We hear those words, or part of them, in the old form of our Holy Communion service. We also hear them in the Compline service, which we have been used during these Wednesday evenings in Lent. There is an old hymn, not to the best of my knowledge, that has been in any of our hymn books, either past or present, but I'm quite sure many of you will know of it. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. And with that thought, we return to the whole message of Passion Tide. In the cross of Jesus, and through our faith in that cross, we are released. Released from our burdens of sin and sorrow. Released to find new hope, new life, new strength, and our renewal. Release him, said Jesus, and let him go.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son has worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. We pray for the worldwide Christian Church, that it may display passion in proclaiming the good news of Jesus. We think of those enduring religious intolerance and ridicule, that they may have the quiet resolve to stay true to their beliefs. Help us to build bridges between people in our community by promoting understanding and tolerance. Lord, bless our Bishop David, our clergy, including John, our rector, and all who contribute to the liturgical, musical, and administrative life of this parish. Make us appreciative of the willingness of people to serve on the select vestry and other elected groups, that all may fulfill their vocation in supporting and guiding parishioners and visitors in imaginative ways. In addition, we pray for Joe, our director of music, and all who will be involved in Stainer's presentation of the crucifixion this evening. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for leaders of nations, that they may be given wisdom, courage, and insight at this time of global anxiety and fear. Give to all who exercise authority and make decisions affecting the lives of others, and especially to those who profess to follow you, a determination to defend the principles of freedom and tolerance, with a commitment to safeguarding and protecting the vulnerable and innocent. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, as we reflect on your time of passion and suffering, and how you faced your darkest hour with faith, help us to find that same faith when we're faced with challenging issues, whether in the community or within our own families. We pray for the sick at home, in hospital, or in care homes, thinking of those who, for one reason or another, are isolated from family and friends. Surround the frightened with your tenderness. Give strength to those in pain and hold the weak in your arms of love. Bless all who care for those in need and help us to display compassion in word and action. God of grace and mercy, whose son Jesus wept at the grave of his friend Lazarus, send your Holy Spirit on those who mourn, and we include amongst them Josephine Kelly, whose mother died during the week and whose funeral took place yesterday, and all who struggle at this time and live in fear. Meet them in times of questioning, anger, and doubt, and allay their concerns. Lord, in your mercy. And so, merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies, we are